Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
One of the ways that you can create more shareable results, and I think this goes with any kind of content that you want to have a viral effect, is just to frame it as positively as possible.
This is the show where I bring you the best tips, tactics, and strategies for using paid traffic to grow your business on autopilot. You also hear what's working and not working right now from the top minds in online marketing so that you can get more leads and sales every day without having to empty your wallet in the process. All right, let's jump into it. Hey, what is up, everyone? Welcome back to the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. Rick Mulready here. Thank you so much for coming to hang out with me today. Really appreciate you for giving me your time. Hope all is going well, whatever you're up to today. This is episode number 168. And on the show today, I'm excited to welcome my friend Shanti Zachariasen. She is a conversion copywriter. And today we're going to be talking about something that we really haven't covered a whole lot here on the show. And that is how to use quizzes along with Facebook ads to get high quality leads. Shanti has a specific process for creating quizzes, which she's going to be sharing with you today. And that is going to include a case study where she generated 10,000 new leads with just a $500 ad spend and organic traffic. And that was in 1 month. Her average conversion rate on that was over 50%. The average cost per lead was less than 40 cents. And they saw increased sales thanks to better segmentation and follow-up email sequences. So we're going to be talking about that case study here today. We also get into a bunch of different things, like the different types of quizzes that have been shown to be successful for businesses, which types of businesses and niches can most benefit from a quiz. Shanti shares some insights about why quizzes convert so well with Facebook ads and the psychological reasons behind why that is. We get into the step-by-step how to create your quiz flow, what three questions to ask your email list that will give you insight into the language that they use, what the follow-up email sequence should look like, quotes, should, in the quiz follow-up. We talk about best practices for quiz imagery, headlines, and ad copy strategies that will make clicking to your quiz a no-brainer for people. We talk about how to create shareable results so that your ad spend goes a lot further. Shanti shared with me the average number of times a quiz gets shared, and I was like, come on, that's not true. But she backs it up. She tells us, she shares what that is and where that number comes from. We talk about the different quiz software that you can use to make this whole process super easy and a whole lot more. As you can see here, we talk a lot and dive really deeply into how to use quizzes and Facebook ads to get more high quality leads in your business. Now, do me a favor, before we dive into it, take a screenshot on your phone of your listening to the podcast right now and tag me on Instagram at Rick Mulready and tag me in the photo there. I want to personally respond and thank you for listening to the show. All right, without further ado, my friends, let's jump into it and go hang out with Shanti. Shanti, so we're going to be talking about quizzes today, something we've not really covered a whole lot. Actually, I don't think we've covered it at all here on the podcast, maybe in a passing conversation with, you know, a past guest or two, but not never really spent an entire episode on talking about quizzes and really how, you know, Facebook ads play into that at all. There's a big psychological aspect to it, and I'm really excited to be diving into it with you. But first, welcome to the podcast. How's it going?
Going great. Thank you so much for having me.
You're just telling me before we get going here that it's like raining buckets up there. Where are you again?
I live on a tiny little island on the west coast of BC. And yeah, it's just been pouring nonstop. So I'm in my full rainy day garb.
Drinking your hot tea.
Sitting
here doing an interview for the Art of Paid Traffic. I love it. Well, yeah. Thank you for joining us here on the show. Really excited to get into it, as I just mentioned. But before we start talking about quizzes and all the stuff that we're going to be talking about here today, share with my audience here a little bit more about who you are and what you're up to and also your background.
Yeah, for sure. So I'm a conversion copywriter, and I guess about half a year ago, I discovered the magic of quizzes and quiz funnels. So I've been specializing in that and working with online businesses to create different quizzes and like lead generation stuff. So yeah, I'm excited to talk about this with you guys because it plays into Facebook ads. Like, they're a perfect match.
Yeah. So how did you kind of stumble into quizzes? Was it something that you were interested in, or was it something that, you know, one of your clients suggested, like they wanted to do it and you're like, oh, okay, let's try it out. How did you get into it?
Yeah. So personally, I love taking quizzes, and I'm always a sucker for all the BuzzFeed clickbait, what's your Star Wars character time quizzes.
Okay.
So I love taking them.
What is your Star Wars character? Do you is that an actual quiz?
I reckon it probably is. And I mean, I want to say Yoda, but in reality, I'm probably more Chewie.
Wait, who's the second one?
Chewie? Chewbacca?
Oh, Chewie. Okay. I was like, wait, is that so? Because I haven't seen like the, what is it? Revenge of the Sith and all like those, the first couple after. I haven't seen those. But the more recent ones I've seen, I love them. Okay, I was just like, is there a character here that I don't know?
Yeah, but I haven't seen the more recent ones. I've just seen the old ones.
Oh, they're so good. They're really good.
Old school Han Solo and...
Yeah. Cool. Okay, so you're more like Chewie. We've established that. And you like quizzes. So that was sort of a natural, like, yeah, let's maybe write copy around this sort of thing.
Definitely. So I was working in-house, as the senior copywriter, and I was in charge of coming up with all of the lead gen campaigns, all the launch strategies. So I thought it'd be fun to try using a quiz as sort of the first step of this big funnel campaign. So I put together this quiz. I had no expectations at all. And in 1 month, this quiz generated over 10,000 new leads with a $500 Facebook ad spend.
What was the niche? What was the topic of the quiz?
It was spirituality, personal development. So the quiz was about, it was like basically which of your chakras is blocked.
Okay. Yeah. Cool.
And it just went crazy. So that was my first foray. And since then, I've had similar results in all different kinds of niches.
So when it comes to a quiz, when you're doing that sort of work and putting it together, are you coming up with, like, what's the process look like? Because I'm trying to think about for my own business here. And I'm like, okay, what would a quiz be? Are you brainstorming with, you know, the business owner or with, you know, the person at the agency, or are they coming to you with it already, like something already set up and an idea in place and you're just sort of running with it?
Yeah. Most of the time I come up with everything. So I look at the business that I'm doing the quiz for.
Okay.
And so for you, Rick, I would break your audience into probably four segments. Mm-hmm. So almost like buckets, like Brian Levesque does with the ask method.
Sure.
So, you know, like maybe the first one would be people who are just curious and they've never touched a Facebook ad, that they want to learn. And then the second one, people who are beginners to Facebook ads, they've dabbled, but they're not proficient. Mm-hmm. The third one, people who've used Facebook ads successfully for their business or for their clients, they've seen them work and they actively want to learn more. And four, experts who know their stuff, they turn to you as an authority and a high level teacher in the space. So that's kind of how I would break it down.
Got it.
Just as an outsider,
yep,
making assumptions. And then I would take those four outcomes and try to make them into your quiz results. So I usually start with the results and go from there. Mm-hmm. And then I would craft the quiz topic and the questions that all correlate back to the results. So not only is it speaking to your audience and each specific segment, but it's giving you as a business owner all of that data into who your audience actually is.
Yeah, for sure. Because it's an easy sort of, it's a very low barrier cost to like getting a lead, right? Because there's interesting information there that that person is gleaning about themselves. It's easy to go through the quiz, and we're going to talk about, you know, sort of how, you know, breaks down and all that stuff here coming up, but it's a, just a low barrier thing for someone to do. That's kind of fun, that gives them information. And obviously the person, the business owner, is getting invaluable information, feedback about his or her audience, and able to segment based on that. And then once that segmentation has happened, then you have the follow-up email sequences in place, right? Because then you're speaking directly to that audience.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, you did, I'm looking at the numbers here on the screen that you'd sent me over. The, you were getting about a 40-cent cost per conversion. Is that right?
Yeah, on average. And sometimes it's lower and sometimes a little bit higher. But sure. Yeah, I've never seen it go above a dollar.
Have you seen any niches that, I always get this question, like the skeptics out there. Have you seen any kind of niches that it, this hasn't worked for?
Well, I think there's certain niches where it works a lot better and it's a more natural fit. But I think if you're creative, it can work for most businesses. I recently had someone reach out to me and they were curious about getting a quiz for this ultra specific medical technology that was marketed only towards specialized doctors. And they were curious about a quiz. So that one, I was a little bit stumped. That was kind of intimidating.
Okay.
But otherwise, I mean, even strange industries that you wouldn't think, like realty and SaaS.
Yeah.
Quizzes can still work really well. You just got to get creative.
Okay. I want to walk through that process because you mentioned like working backwards from the results of the quiz, mm-hmm, and then, you know, and building out the quiz from there. But I want to, before we even get to that, what's the whole psychology behind it? But why quizzes work so well? And you're getting like just ridiculously good results from the ones that you have worked on.
Okay. I have a riddle for you.
Oh, jeez. I told you before we started recording, I'm not feeling well today. So my brain is not working super fast today.
It's not hard.
Okay, good.
You get this. Okay, so what do Socrates, Alexander Pope, Benjamin Franklin, and Emerson all have in common?
They're all historical figures.
Each and every one of them talks about the importance of knowing thyself.
Yes.
So Benjamin Franklin once said that there are three things that are extremely hard: steel, diamonds, and knowing yourself. And not a whole lot has changed since the 1700s. Human beings still have this innate desire to know ourselves better. The difference is that we now have the diagnostic tools at our fingertips all around us. So quizzes are just one modern method that we turn to learn more about ourselves. And they're ever slightly more irresistible than a lot of other lead magnets because of that, because of our egoic tendency to want to learn more about who we are, but not just that, share more about who we are. So it's kind of twofold.
Yeah, and they're also very different from most other lead magnets out there that everyone does, right? It's kind of, it's that fun thing to like learn more. Oh, especially now, before I actually finish that thought, do you put, when you're asking somebody to take the quiz, do you let them know like how long it should take?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Usually in Facebook ad copy, I do.
Yep.
Because it's this, you know, you're not on Facebook to be clicking away and checking out other stuff necessarily. You're right. Just going through. So sometimes I'll say, take this 30-second quiz, take this quiz. It'll only take a minute. And I think that helps people make that decision.
Yeah, for sure. And so once you, all right, so we understand the psychology. People want to learn more about themselves. I love it. It's different than most other lead magnets out there. Again, sort of that barrier to entry for it for people. It's almost like their guard isn't up as much. You know, they probably realize that it is an ad, which brings their guard up. But then it's just kind of sort of that fun experience for people. And thus they're more likely to do it. So if someone decides they want to do a quiz, like what's like, yes, we're working backwards from the results, but what sort of like, do they have to do research? Like what goes into creating the quiz?
Yeah. So I think it all comes down to knowing your audience really well and just creating something that is going to solve a problem. So in that way, it's no different from any other lead magnet or piece of content that you would create. You're still trying to solve a problem, but the outcomes that you're creating are connecting to, I guess, different solutions for the same problem. Does that make sense?
Explain that last part. Explain that last part again.
So maybe somebody, okay, for your business, for example, mm-hmm. you might create a quiz that's like, what's your Facebook ad IQ?
Yep.
How far away are you from being a master at Facebook ads?
Mm, okay.
And no matter where your audience is at on that list of segments, they're probably still going to be intrigued.
Sure.
So that's kind of the trick. Is finding something that's going to be appealing to all of your audience, but that has a specific enough answer for each different segment.
Got it. Okay. And then again, there's that payout. So at the very end, do they have to, that's where they have to opt in order to get the results? Is that kind of how you have seen the best results?
Yeah. So either you can set it up so they opt in at the end. I haven't done this myself, but I've been seeing a lot of marketers, the opt-in comes before the actual quiz.
Hmm. Okay.
So that's interesting. I don't have any data on that.
Yeah.
That's another method.
It'd just be something to test to see where you're getting the best results there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Now, once we're setting up, I want to talk about like what is there like a software to be using for this, but I first want to kind of get back to, all right, so we have our quiz sort of mapped out. We kind of understand the results that we're working backwards from the results. We understand our target audience. So we have all that stuff in place and we're starting to work through what kind of questions to be asking in order to get somebody to those end results. What does it look like from an ad from a Facebook ad perspective? You know, we're talking about, you know, images, obviously video, headlines, all that different types of stuff.
Right. So like all ad copy, you want to make sure that you frame the benefit in as few words as possible. So if you don't know how your audience talks, it's really important to survey them, to understand their language, and to just use that language in the Facebook ad copy, just like you would any other ad copy. But with quizzes, particularly, I think that image copy that you use is really important, because if you've got a quiz title that stands out, that people are like, your audience is going to love, then just having like a little button right on the image that says, take the quiz. And then everything that person needs is on the image. That's almost all they need to know. And they can just click over and boom.
You mentioned something really important there that we've talked a lot about here in the show, but this is something that I don't think we can talk enough about. And that is like using the language of your target audience. everyone always wants to know, like, how do I write great Facebook ads copy? You know, is there an art to it? Yes, for sure. But the easiest way to do it is exactly what you just said, is to use the language that your target audience, or if even better, buyers, are using. What are some different, you just mentioned that, just listening to them. What are some different ways that people can, you know, find out the type of language and how their target audience or customers are speaking?
Yeah. So if you already have an email list, then just sending out a really simple 3-question survey, asking them, what are you struggling with? What are you curious about? And why do you turn to me for help? Mm. Because the answers, they might surprise you. If you don't have an email list and you're sort of just starting out, then just mining like Facebook groups and forums and searching whatever your topic is in relevant groups, you can get a lot of juicy material that way too.
I love it. I mean, this is one of those things that I think, and that I've, in my experience, trips up a lot of people, because they, frankly, they don't want to do the work. They just want to write something and they're like, well, is this good? But yet you just gave 3, 4, 5 different ways that, regardless of whether you have an email list or you have customers or not, there are ways to find out this language. The simplest way is, you know, I don't know, I need to find out how many actual Facebook groups there are. I've, because this has come up before, I'm like really curious about that. There's a ton of Facebook groups.
Oh, billion.
Yeah, on Facebook, with, you know, any kind of niche that you can possibly want. And if, you know, find out what, you know, find one or many that are relevant to you and to your business and who you're serving, and go in there and listen to the conversations. I mean, you can just be sort of that person sitting off to the side, if you will, and watching the conversations that are going on, and you're getting invaluable. Not only you're getting invaluable insight, but you're also getting, as we've been talking about here, the language that people are that they're using. So once we have that, once you've got the language, we're putting our ad together with that copy. You know, I think, like you mentioned before, is a good practice to put the length of the quiz in the ad copy there itself. Also, mm-hmm. having some sort of a little bit of text on the image there to kind of say take quiz, that sort of thing. What about sharing? You know, like, how everyone always wants to know, like, how do we create something viral? You know, well, you don't create it, virality just sort of happens.
Yeah. Right?
And a quiz, I think it's definitely something that, you know, shareability, we can try to do our best to sort of build that into and create that shareability within our quiz. But do you have any like sort of best practices for doing that?
Definitely. And the average quiz is shared almost 2,000 times. So
where is that number coming from?
It was a study that BuzzSumo did.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. So it's legit. It's pretty cool. And I don't know if that is maybe factoring in a lot of these big publications that like BuzzFeed or New York Times or Quizzer, where they're pumping out quizzes like there's no tomorrow, and they get crazy. But it's still, it's interesting. So one of the ways that you can create more shareable results, and I think this goes with any kind of content that you want to have a viral effect, is just to frame it as positively as possible. Nobody wants to share a quiz result that reflects poorly on who they are. So try to almost feed people's egos a little bit, no matter where they're at, make them feel good about it. And these are the kinds of quiz results that get shared. If you can make it fun and interesting and really engaging, then you're upping your chances even more. But I mean, and this goes for like blog posts and everything else too. All of these studies are showing that the articles that go viral are the ones that make us feel positive emotions, and they make us happy.
Yeah, and that's really what Facebook wants us doing anyway. I mean, really, the whole all the negative stuff and stuff where we're looking at personal attributes and all that stuff is against Facebook ad policy. And
right.
It's like you're saying here, the more positive an experience that we can create, not only is that going to get shared more, but Facebook likes that and is very likely going to give you more quote unquote play in the newsfeed and, you know, rank your posts higher and all this other stuff. So that I'm so glad that you touched on that, because if we're like, not only for the shareability of the quiz itself, but just with the content that we're creating in general, and especially on Facebook, we got to be approaching it from a positive aspect there.
Totally. And I mean, as a copywriter, it's a little bit tricky because I'm always looking for pain points.
Right, sure. Yeah.
And so even the chakra quiz that I did, it was framed negatively because it's like, which of your chakras is blocked? But the way that I wrote the results, it wasn't like, oh, you suck, your throat chakra is blocked. It was like, it's okay. This is totally normal. Here are some things you can do to improve the situation. You're still amazing. Don't worry. So even if it's like sort of a negative connotation, you can still flip it around and not make it super heavy.
Now, you mentioned something right there that I'm so glad you bring that up. Now, when you're giving the results of the quiz, like let's just say, you know, you're bucketing them, quote unquote, segmenting them into one of, let's just say, four different things. I mean, the payoff is, yes, they find out where they're at. You know, in the example that you use for my business, you know, the Facebook Ads IQ, for example, they find out where they're at. But is there an additional payoff? Like, are you giving them additional value based on their result? I know we're following up with them via email, but are we giving them some sort of immediate payoff right then and there?
Yeah, totally. I'm all about like giving as much value and information in those initial results as possible, because I think there are a lot of really lame quizzes out there, and you take the quiz and then you feel like, this was really bunk. Why right. did I spend my time doing this?
Right. There's no payoff.
There's value in these results. So if I'm going to give information about myself, then I really want a specific personalized answer in return.
And you would put that on the, like the results page, if you will, when you're letting them know what the result is and where they fall and, you know, sort of what, how you're, I don't know, for lack of a better way to say it, classifying them.
Yeah.
And then you're giving them some additional information and value right then and there.
Exactly. It's like, yes, okay, here's your problem, perhaps.
Yep.
Here's how you can fix it. Here are your next steps. Here
Got
are some
it.
Resources for you. And then you're building on that even more in your follow-up email sequence.
Got it. Okay. Now, I want to talk about that. But before we do get to that, what kind of software, is there a tool that we're using for quizzes? Is there, you know, what's the sort of the logistical setup of this?
Yeah, there's a few different quiz hosting creation softwares out there. I feel like every day there's a new one.
Yeah.
I'm partial to Interact. It's just, it's really easy to use and it's affordable and they have amazing customer service.
Oh, really? Okay.
So I like Interact. There's also Lead Quizzes.
You're like, that's my company. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Lead Quizzes. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Lead Quizzes is really similar to Interact. The only difference is that Lead Quizzes has built-in split testing, okay. which is kind of nice. So if you're into split testing, you might want to choose that. But you can still split test with Interact. You just have to manually copy the quiz and then change whatever you want to change and sort of split test it with your own software.
Got it.
And then there's another one that's super affordable and really easy to use. It's called Thrive Quiz Builder, and it's just a plugin for WordPress. I think it's like $50 and you have it for life. And that one, it doesn't have like the same level of integrations and functionality and design options, but it's really easy to set up and use, and it's cheap. So it's a really good starter one.
Got it. Okay, cool. So Interact Quiz Software, Lead Quizzes, and Thrive Quiz Builder. I just took notes of those. I'll make sure they're on the show notes page for today's episode. So then we're getting into, and we're gonna kind of wrap this up here as far as like wrapping it up a nice bow here in just a minute, like kind of working backwards and like, how does somebody break this down so it's not so daunting to think about, okay, I want to do a quiz, yes, but where do I start? We're going to get to that in just a second, but I want to talk about this very, very important, the nurture sequence, right? So somebody's going through the quiz, you're segmenting them, and then, you know, this whole segmentation thing is really, I think, the future of online marketing here, where we're having direct conversation. I mean, obviously, this has been around forever. Like, you always want to be having as specific a conversation with somebody as you possibly can, right? It's about reaching, you know, having the right message in front of the right person at the right time. Mm-hmm. And so we've segmented them with our quiz. Then we're putting them into a nurture sequence. Sort of, what does that look like?
Yeah. So basically, because quizzes are so easy to say yes to, they're very non-committal. So someone might take your quiz and then completely forget who you are if you don't follow up and establish that rapport right away. So even if you're just super beginner and you're not segmenting yet, still having that follow-up sequence in place that really builds on the quiz results. So I recommend at least having a custom email for each of the different result outcomes and building on everything that you've already talked about, offering even more value, even more feedback, more resources, and then getting into your sort of welcome sequence where you're working to establish know, like, and trust, where you're just setting yourself up for a successful relationship with this new person who's come in the door. So moving through that process before you even think about trying to sell someone something is critical.
Now, I'm going to ask you the same question because I get this question all the time. there's never a right answer, which is always my answer to it. But in your experience and where you found, and granted, again, this is going to be different from niche to niche. It's going to be different from product to product that's being sold, the cost of it, whatever it might be. What does that sort of follow-up sequence look like? Everyone always wants to know, like, when should I send my emails out? On a quiz, I'm assuming that it sounds like you'd want to send that first email out pretty darn quickly because of that non-committal factor. I'm so glad you bring that up. And let people know, you know, as quickly as you possibly can to follow up on the quiz they just took and continue to add value there. What does that sequence sort of look like and over what period of time? In general.
I mean, and you're right, it does depend. But in general, so that first email, I would send it out like instantly, as soon as someone takes the quiz. Mm-hmm. And you can also have a link in there that takes them back to see their quiz results again. So they have that for reference.
Oh, yeah, that's interesting. Cool.
So that's instant. And then the next email, that first welcome email, I would send it the next day.
Okay.
And then typically, I usually recommend like a 2 to 3 day gap between emails for just a welcome sequence.
Okay.
I'm not a daily email Ben Settle style kind of chick, but I know a lot of people are. So it's really, it depends on who your audience is and how much you want them to get used to seeing you in their inbox.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're like, if you've got a lot going on and you are mailing daily, then maybe you would want to set it up so that it's like, boom, day one, day two, day three, day four, every day. But yeah, it's a tricky question.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's no right or wrong. Everyone always asks, like, what should that look like? Just tell me what to do and when to send stuff. And, you know, there's never the right way to do it. But I think the most important thing there is if you are going to do a quiz, to definitely send an email right back out as soon as that quiz is completed by that person. I love that, you know, including their quiz results again in there, but also you're continuing the conversation. And because you mentioned before, they can go through it in such a non-committal factor that it's, you're sort of reminding them what they just did, who you are, and how, again, you can help them.
Totally. And if you're like a personal brand, then even making a short video talking about their quiz result specifically can be really effective too. Ooh,
I love it. I love it. You're getting me all excited about doing a quiz here. this is really cool. So, all right. So I can imagine that people are thinking or listening here and thinking, okay, cool, Shanti, I'm going to do this. This sounds amazing. Like, okay, you sold me. Where in the world do I start? Because it sounds like there's quite a few moving pieces to this and some upfront work in order to, as with everything that we do and everything we talk about here, like, look, like, leads are not going to be falling from the sky like raindrops where you are. Like, you got to put the work in order to make this stuff, you know, in order to start testing this stuff out. So where does somebody start in this whole process? Let's kind of break it down.
Yeah, definitely. So starting with figuring out who your audience is and then breaking up that audience into segments. So this can sometimes be a bit of a guessing game if you don't already have data that tells you the direct answers. Mm-hmm. But I think for most people, like, they have a basic idea of who their audience is. So sort of starting with that. So that's your results. And then just brainstorm a list of, I would go with a personality quiz for your first quiz, because they tend to convert a lot better than other types of quizzes. So even like, what's your Facebook IQ, Facebook ad IQ, It might not convert as well as something fun like, what's your Facebook ad personality? For some reason, I guess it's the psychology behind it. People just, it's the, I want to know more about who I am. So I would start with that. Try to kind of figure out, what's your blank persona? What's your blank type? And you might want to test out some ideas with a segment of your audience. Like, which quiz would you like best? Just ask them.
Yeah.
And go from there. And then when it comes to creating the questions, I try to sandwich like logical questions and fun questions. So
give me an example there.
Okay. So maybe for you,
totally putting you on the spot right now. Okay. I love it.
I like to use food. So I would be okay. Like, what's your Facebook ad sandwich? And
you copywriters. Same type of questions I got from Kira.
Seriously.
Yeah.
What crayon
are you?
The different answers would just be like, they'd just be silly. It'd be like lettuce, pickle, and conversion rate optimization, or cheese and ham and benefit driven copy. I don't know.
Okay. But so this isn't really like benefiting the quiz outside of it, just keeping it light and fun and helping the person move forward in the quiz taking process. Like, You're not gleaning some like crazy information from like the conversion sandwich.
Not from the fun questions.
Okay,
but
cool.
From the logical questions, yes.
Okay.
So the logical questions, I would frame them so that whatever I want to know most about my audience, those are the questions that I'm asking. And yeah, the answers are just directly related to the different outcomes. Okay. So that's kind of your logical side. The fun side is, yeah, don't actually use the sandwich one. That was a really terrible example.
I like it.
You know what?
Yeah, totally. So we're going to see a ton of personality-based quizzes out there. Yeah. Like, I'm just thinking through, and I'm always trying to think through the lens of my listener here, and they're always, you know, they all want to know, like, and granted, we're not going to go through 16 different niches right now, but they're always wanting to know, like, how do I do that for me? Like, what's the personality type of quiz for me? So what if I'm, like, I'm helping hairstylists market their business? So They learn how to do all the hairstyling and all that stuff in beauty school, I think it's called. Mm-hmm. But they don't learn the business side. Like, I know a couple people specifically who do this sort of thing.
Yeah.
Like, what might be a quiz for that? Trying to get that sort of personality side into it.
Yeah, for sure. So I guess when you're running a hair business, you've got to have style. You've got your personal branding has to be on point. So I would try to weave in branding and what's your personal style into that sort of quiz title.
Yep.
And make it appeal to people who run businesses, and they need to care about branding. They need to care about how they're being perceived by the population at large. So play into that. Figure out, you know, maybe the top four like archetypes of hairstylist's mm-hmm. branding. Like you could have like boutique, you could have cutting edge rock star style, you could have classic, and somehow relate that branding back to how it's going to help their business. Because when you get clear on your branding, then your business typically thrives.
Right. I love it.
That's a long-winded answer, but...
Well, no, kudos to you, because I totally put you on the spot for that. It's like, example off the top of my head, let's run with this one. Cool.
Yeah.
Is there anything that we haven't talked about when it comes to, you know, running a successful quiz campaign, starting with your Facebook ads and all this other, you know, setting it up and the psychology? Is there anything we haven't talked about yet?
Yeah, I think the only thing is you can create a quiz for a specific launch. And a lot of people do that really successfully. So that quiz might just be available for a very small window of time. Mm-hmm. And it's likely going to be uber specific, speaking to only the people who would be interested in buying the end product at the end of that launch funnel.
Mm.
So there's those types of quizzes, which are a little more specific. And then there's sort of the evergreen quiz. And that's mainly what I've been talking about today, where you're looking at your entire audience and segmenting it that way.
Yep.
So those are the quizzes. They're going to be around for a long time. You're going to have it like on your main homepage of your website. And those are a little bit more, I guess, passive. You're maybe not pouring as much ad spend into them as you would like a launch quiz.
Sure, sure.
But they're still super effective just sitting there on your website, even if you don't run Facebook ads.
Yeah. That's kind of, as you're talking, I'm thinking that through. Like, it'd be cool to have sort of like the main opt-in, if you will, on your website be a quiz. And then you're also running that same thing on, you know, with amplifying that quiz with Facebook advertising. Depending on how you're doing it, if it's an evergreen, you don't have to be spending a ton of money on it, but or else you could be. Mm-hmm. And this gets really interesting, I think, as I'm thinking through this, when you have your evergreen funnel set up so that this is the top of that funnel where you're getting people in, you're segmenting them, adding value, giving content, and then leading them into whatever kind of products or services that you're offering.
Yeah, exactly. And each of those funnels can be so specific. So if you've got a Facebook ads course that is geared towards beginners, that's what you're pitching them.
Yep.
You've got your mastermind that's more high level. That's what you're pitching, that advanced segment. So it really closes the gaps on your funnel, I guess.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. I am super pumped up to be doing quizzes now. In 2018. I love it. You and I are going to be talking more about that. I'm going to put you on the spot one more time.
Okay.
What is a book that you recommend, whether it's a business book or a copywriting book, that you found a lot of value in it that you think that listeners of AOPT here would find a lot of value in as well?
Definitely The Ask Method.
Yep.
Ryan Levesque. Yeah, he's a huge inspiration for me, and his method, just asking questions. I mean, it's simple, but very effective.
Yeah, it's a great book. For those of you guys who have not read that book, the first half of it is Ryan's story, and just shares like sort of his background and how he got to the point of where he has. And then the second half of the book is all about how to implement and what the Ask Method is, how to implement it and all that different types of stuff. It's a great book. So definitely go check that out. Shanti, thank you so much. This has been really, really helpful. We've gotten really into the nitty gritty here of creating quizzes and Facebook ads to drive traffic into those quizzes so that we can be segmenting our audiences and having very specific conversations with those people so that we can lead them ultimately into purchasing our products or services. I want to make sure that people can connect with you. What is the or what are the best places for them to do that?
Yeah, definitely. Check me out at shantizak.com. I am on Facebook at Shantizak, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram. It's all Shantizak.
Shanti, so, C-H-A-N-T-I-Z-A-K.
You got it.
Got it. I'll link up everything on the show notes for the episode here today. Shanti, thank you so much again for being on the show. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. It was so fun.
All right. Hope you got a lot out of this one with Shanti today. I want to give a big shout out to everybody who is leaving a rating and review for the show over on iTunes. And I want to start personally acknowledging those of you who are taking the time to do it, like Rami Atassi, who wrote, "My favorite marketing podcast, 5 stars. This podcast is awesome. I started listening a few months ago and I've already had success with some of Rick's tactics. Thanks to specific tactics from AOPT, I've made measurable improvements on Facebook ads, email automation campaigns, and Google AdWords. It is legit. Also, it's great to hear a marketing podcast that's actually entertaining. Can't recommend it enough." Thank you so much, Rami, for that. I really appreciate it. And again, thank you so much for everybody who has left a rating and review for the show over on iTunes. It's a huge help. If you've not yet left a rating and review for the show and you'd like to support it, please do so. It only takes a quick second to do it. So click on ratings and reviews there in iTunes and you can leave your honest rating and review right there. Also, before we head out, if you'd like to win a 30-minute strategy session with me, I'd love to hear from you over on Facebook Messenger. All you have to do is give me your feedback on the podcast here. And specifically, I'd like to hear what you'd like to hear more of: topics, guests, style of the show, frequency, length, any ideas that you want to share with me. I would love to hear them from you. So to share those ideas and feedback with me, you can message me over on Facebook. And I've set up a link that will direct you right there. RickMulready.com/Messenger. I'll also link that up in the show notes for today's episode, which will be at rickmulready.com/168. And when you message me with your ideas and feedback, I'm going to pick one person at random at the end of each month to win a 30-minute strategy call with me. We can talk about Facebook ads, growing your business, online marketing strategy, growing a team, whatever it is that you'd like to talk about. We can cover it in that 30-minute strategy call. So message me over on Facebook with your ideas and feedback. Thank you so much in advance for doing that. And thanks a lot for listening to the show today. Really appreciate it. Got another great episode coming your way next week. So until then, my friends, keep testing your paid traffic to find out what works for you and your business, and then do more of what's working. And I'll see you in the next episode.
Do you want to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the 7 mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link and you can go download it right now for free.